Al Jazeera Podcasts.
In northern Gaza, an Israeli strike on a mosque in Jabalia refugee camp has killed one person and injured 11. Emergency teams scrambled to rescue survivors trapped under the rubble at Al-Fakhura area. Venezuela is to close its embassy in Ecuador. The move is in solidarity with Mexico after Ecuador raided the Mexican embassy in Quito earlier this month. Now, they arrested Ecuador's former vice president, Jorge Glass. He'd been evading detention by staying in the Mexican embassy. Glass has been convicted in corruption cases. An investigation is underway into the discovery of a boat full of corpses found adrift off the northeastern coast of Brazil. Police say the 9 bodies were likely African migrants from Mali and Mauritania. The boat is similar to vessels often used by West African migrants trying to reach Spain's Canary Islands. The treacherous route means that boats that miss their destination can be swept towards the Western Atlantic. Pakistan is beginning the second phase of a controversial plan to deport hundreds of thousands of Afghan refugees living in the country. Over 500,000 undocumented Afghan nationals have been expelled since last October. The government is extending its deportation plan to include many Afghans who hold Pakistani documents. Now, many Afghans in Pakistan say they're heartbroken, are being forced to leave a place that they call home. Over the border in Afghanistan, flash floods triggered by heavy rain have killed at least 33 people. Dozens were injured as roofs collapsed, damaging hundreds of homes. Roads, farms and livestock have also been affected. Now, polls have opened in the Solomon Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Voters are worried about the rising cost of living. And there are some who fear the government's close ties with China. But it isn't the only change the island nation faces. With around 900 islands spread over a huge area, counting the ballots will take weeks. A major fire has destroyed one of the best-known landmarks in Denmark. The 17th-century stock exchange, with its famous spire, was undergoing renovation in the capital, Copenhagen. Known as the Borsen, it's next to the Danish Parliament in the Old City. Roads were blocked as firefighters fought to limit the damage. The building became the headquarters of the Danish Chamber of Commerce after Denmark's stock exchange moved in the 1970s.
On the Inside Story podcast, as the war grinds on, what will it take to help millions of civilians suffering in Sudan? With no end in sight to the conflict, does diplomacy stand a chance? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.